Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon, on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics, and of course you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, I don't know exactly what day it is as you're listening to this podcast, but as I am recording this podcast, it is Christmas Day. And being Christmas Day, I have in my mind a little gathering that I'm going to in a couple hours with my family, my mom and dad. We have lots of Christmas dinner and some pie. And that puts me in the mood to think about my grandma as I was growing up. One of the wonderful things about visiting her place on the holidays was the cooking. It included certainly a lot of cinnamon rolls, but it also included her pie, and a particular pie that she had cooked for a long time. Jeff Davis pie. And I know what you're thinking. Isn't that named after the president of the Confederacy? Well, I will say this. Yes, my grandparents lived in Arkansas. However, I happen to know that they also fought on the side of the Union. We'll forget who the pie is named after. He's not that important. It's the pie that's important, and especially my grandmother and grandfather. So we'll take a listen to Jeff Davis Pie, which is on 2014's Do Not Rush the Dawn LP, and we'll talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Grandma's birthday, son, so you and Cheryl need to come and bring the girls. She said that it was 80 years since Grandma taken her first breath, and a party with all the family and mean the world. Well, 80 years is a long time to hang around. If you count your age in time, but Grandma's 80 years was like a little bitty slice of her Jeff Davis pie. We all think a second 80 would be just fine. Grandma came from Arkansas, that's where she met my grandpa. They had three daughters, each 10 years apart. Well, she cooked the meals and she washed the clothes, and I think she even had time to sew a dress or two or three for 44. 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age in time. We all think a second 80 would be just fine. Christmas time, that queasy feeling when we took a curve too fast. But I remember pulling up to that screened-in porch and thinking we'd surprise him. That is, till my little brother let the screen door slam. I remember cinnamon rolls and eating raw dough and old lipsticks in the bottom drawer and that big steel bed that squeaked beneath my head. And those gas room heaters and a magnifying mirror and that plastic shrunken head souvenir and coleslaw, toast and buttery bread. And a time that Grandpa gave me a gun, I shot me a squirrel that was old as the sun, and Grandma softened him up in a dumpling soup. And when we'd go to church, well, she'd pass around the certs after service, and then we'd all go home and eat and sleep till 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age in time. Grandma's 80 years was like a little bit of slice of her Jeff Davis pie. We all think the second 80 it did just fine. Some people like to quantify, graph their lives like pieces of pie, subdivide the story like a book. Yeah, but 80's just a number. Don't it make you wonder why somebody'd slice up a pie if it's just for looks? You best dig right in, 'cause 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age in time. Grandma's 80 years was like a little bit of slice of her Jeff Davis pie. We all think the second 80 it did just fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause the spice of life, well, it sure ain't time. Oh, no. No, it's Grandma and Grandpa and Jeff Davis pie.
So, interesting thing about that song, it was written back in 1992 in preparation for a big gathering we had for my grandmother's 80th birthday. Her name was Mildred Stockburger. Her husband was Loy. They're my maternal grandparents, and we were planning for a big birthday bash, and so I kind of wanted to put together a lot of memories from my childhood, and Jeff Davis Pie seemed to be a good title, given the fact that that was my favorite of her pies. I will say this: at the time I wrote it, it was much more of a bluegrass. At the time I recorded this recording, this was just after a trip that my wife and I had taken to Hawaii, where I purchased my first of currently 2 ukuleles. And so I was working out a number of things, and this just seemed to be a wonderful ukulele song, especially with going kind of from a bluegrass style to more of almost a reggae style. Really kind of brought the song to life for me in ways that it hadn't been before. I'd played it at family gatherings a lot, but really that bluegrass style. So, which of course I love bluegrass, but this was a lot of fun. So what we'll do is we'll take a look at the lyrics and then talk just a bit about the song, and that'll wrap things up in time for me to go get some pie. So, Jeff Davis Pie. Well, Mama called me up and said, "It's your grandma's birthday, son. So you and Cheryl need to come and bring the girls." She said that it was 80 years since Grandma had taken her first breath, and a party with all the family would mean the world. So that's, this is a pretty biographical song here. Not all the songs I write are directly biographical. This one happens to be, though. My mom called me up and said, hey, we're going to have this big birthday, and you and Cheryl need to make sure you're there. Bring the girls. Our girls were little at the time. And also, I think she did make a request that maybe I write a song. I'm kind of the songwriter of the family, so that's what I did. And so that sets our stage. 80 years, a long, long time. And so that kind of became the theme. What does that mean? It's a big number. Is it just about the number? Is it just about going as far as you can go number-wise, or is there something else? So that takes us to the chorus. Well, 80 years is a long, long time to hang around if you count your age by time. But Grandma's 80 years was like a little bitty slice of her Jeff Davis pie. We all think a second 80 would be just fine. So her Jeff Davis pie was kind of a, we've had this discussion before in our family, because no one happens to have the exact recipe that she used, because I don't think she actually used an exact recipe, but it was kind of a spice pie, but it was delicious, and I didn't really ask too many questions about it. I just knew that when she brought out the Jeff Davis pie, I was definitely going to have a piece and probably ask for a second if there was enough. So it seemed to be a good thing to contemplate at my grandma's 80th birthday. 80 is a pretty big number, but what's important is the flavor of those 80 years. She was just a fantastic woman and a loving grandma, and so many amazing good memories of her. And so at the time I was thinking, you know, a second 80 would be just great. So that takes us into this next verse. Well, Grandma came from Arkansas. That's where she met my grandpa. They had 3 daughters, each 10 years apart. She cooked the meals and she washed the clothes, and I think she even had time to sew a dress or 2 or 3 or 44. So Grandma and Grandpa were from Arkansas. They lived in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And both of them had lived in that area pretty much their entire lives, had been very early childhood sweethearts. And they did have 3 daughters. They had my oldest aunt, Colleen, and then 10 years later, they had my mom, Patty. And then they probably thought, well, that's probably the end. But 10 years after that, they had their youngest daughter, my Aunt Debbie. And so over that process of years, they just had an amazing spread on 3 daughters. And so each sister was like had this interesting relationship with their older sister, who was 10 years older. And then my mom had that, and then she also had this similar relationship from the other direction with this sister who was 10 years younger. And then Debbie and Colleen, of course, Colleen was having kids the same time Debbie was born, and so she had these a nephew and a niece who were like her age. So anyway, it created this interesting dynamic in our family and just kind of a cool thing. Grandma was always, as I say in that verse, always sewed all the clothes that their daughters wore. I also still have a teddy bear that she sewed me when I was just a little bitty. In fact, she may have given it to me when I was born. I'm not sure, but I've had it as long as I can remember. We go back into the chorus then. Well, 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age by time. But Grandma's 80 years was like a little bitty slice of her Jeff Davis pie, and we all think a second 80 would be just fine. Next verse. Now, I remember trips across the mountain round about Christmas time. that queasy feeling when we took a curve too fast. But I remember pulling up to that screened-in porch and thinking we'd surprise them. That is, till my brother let the screen door slam, which I do recall a particular Christmas when we were going to sneak in, surprise him, and then Steve, my little brother, kind of let the door slam a little loud and kind of gave away the surprise. This next section, though, I decided to just kind of cram in as many memories as I possibly could. There's almost not quite a wrap, but it's just cramming in those words. So just a stream of consciousness series of memories. I remember cinnamon rolls and eating raw dough and old lipsticks in the bottom drawer and that big steel bed that squeaked beneath my head and the gas room heaters and the magnifying mirror and that plastic shrunken head souvenir and coleslaw and toast and buttery bread. So all of that. The only thing that's probably strange is that plastic shrunken head souvenir. And I don't have no idea why they had that, but it was hanging out on their porch. They must have gotten it from some friend who had gone overseas somewhere. It was it was a little bit scary, but not too much at my grandparents' house was scary. So I probably just, let it slide. And that time that Grandpa gave me a gun, I recall I inherited his 410 one Christmas that had come from his father. And I shot that squirrel that was old as the sun, and Grandma softened him up in a dumpling stew. Now, I happen to be a vegetarian now, but I recall that well, shooting my first hunt and feeling very compelled to need to eat that squirrel, which I did. She did try to soften him up in a dumpling stew, but he wasn't very soft. And then we'd go to church. She'd pass around the certs after service. She always did that. At the end of church, she'd had a thing of certs, and she'd give everybody one of them. And then we'd all go home and eat and sleep till 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Or 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age in time. But Grandma's 80 years was like a small slice of her Jeff Davis pie, and we all think at second 80 it'd be just fine. So then we have a little bit of an instrumental in there, and then we come to this last verse, which kind of ties together all the themes. Now, some people like to quantify and graph their lives like pieces of pie and subdivide their story like a book. But 80 is just a number, and don't it make you wonder why somebody'd slice up a pie? If it's just for looks, you best dig right in. 'Cause 80 years is a long time to hang around if you count your age in time. But Grandma's 80 years was like a little bitty slice of her Jeff Davis pie, and we all think a second 80 would be just fine. 'Cause the spice of life sure ain't time. No, it's Grandma and Grandpa and Jeff Davis pie. So, for those concerned about any honoring of Jefferson Davis, that's not the point. Jeff Davis just happened to be the name of that pie that got handed down, and I don't know where my grandma ended up with it, but it's something she made and made it without a recipe, and everybody loved it. So one of my great memories from Christmas and other visits and other holidays as well. So the whole really, as we wrap it up, with the point of this song, it's the difference between numbers, counting, quantifying, and measuring your life in a quantifying way, and measuring your life more in a quality way. The numbers are not nearly as important as the quality of what happens, what goes on, the kind of love you show, the kind of love you receive, the kind of stories you create as you move through with your friends, with your family. And my grandma and my grandpa both did that well. Now, they both lived a good long time. Grandma lived a number of years on, grandpa taking care of her. Then my grandpa lived to be 102. And so, they got the quantity in there as well, but it's that quality that matters. It's that quality that matters. So just talking a little bit about the song, this was my first trip into recording ukulele. I felt really good about how it turned out. I love the sound of that ukulele, and I love that kind of reggae rhythm that was back there, and that the song really translated into that style really nicely. Really enjoyed that. This also is one of those fun songs where you get to cram a whole bunch of words in, kind of a word image list, almost a list song, where you're going through and just pulling up all of the images and connections that tap into all of your senses from childhood, and kind of try to capture all that in a song and then present it to your family, because all of those little things, when I'd sing it for family, they'd go, "Oh yeah, I remember that shrunken head thing. What was that?" Or, "Oh yeah, I could just taste those cinnamon rolls now," or whatever. You know, it's just a good family bonding kind of thing, especially around holiday, especially when you haven't seen your family for a while, you know, because we live kind of far apart sometimes. So a real, I think, important thing, especially around holidays, especially around gathering times, songs that bring us together, songs that remind us of who we are and the important people that we care about, important people that have passed on. You know, grandma's not around anymore, but she still holds this impact on us, and we still remember all those wonderful things about her and grandpa and about their house. Just got a private message today from my oldest cousin. He was remembering the time that he showed me in Grandma and Grandpa's old house. He said he showed me where Santa Claus probably came in through to deliver the presents, and I was real young, kind of freaked me out thinking about this old guy coming down through this big hole in the ceiling in this one place. I was a little scared, but he was remembering that and kind of wrote to say, "Merry Christmas and hope you're not still scared." But anyway, so that's that, Jeff Davis Pie. And you can catch all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And try to put out these episodes every Friday, like clockwork. And so always happy to have you join me here for Dancing Moon Songcast in Spearfish Canyon, my home. I will be driving up the canyon just a little ways and into town to the in-town house with Mom and Dad, meet the whole family, and have some Christmas dinner here in just a bit. And some pie. I don't think we're having any Jeff Davis pie, but we're going to have some pie and some time with family. So hope you're, whatever time of year it is when you're listening to this, hope you have some time with family as well. Thanks for joining me. Be well.